time to get up.
On a Friday.
With Martin Baxter.
All right, first things first. Someone shared a video with us of one of those, what do you call them, silos at the power station at Kusile. You just see smoke coming out of it. Apparently, someone put too much water in it or something. I was like, you know, let's not speculate what the heck is happening there, because it's one, it's a key power station. That one in Medupi are two of the big ones.
Haven't they just been, like, opened and declared, like, you know, fit and ready to roll?
Yes, and now the one is smoking. We're like, what's happening there? Let's ask Ted, our energy expert, Ted Blum.
The report that we received yesterday was that silo number one at Kusile had been overfilled, grossly overfilled, and that had now caused a load of coal to be lying all over the show in the workplace and on the floor. The bottom line is that they'll have to switch off that boiler so that they can get workers in there to clean up the mess. And this comes from just maladministration, bad management, and not letting the systems run as they should run on autopilot. And it just shows clearly that the management at Kusile are just not competent to do their daily job.
Well, there you go. Whoever overfilled silo number one, slow clap to you. Go and have a look at the video. We put it up on our blog on jacarandafm.com. I don't know if it's related to the load shedding.
Phase one.
Yeah. Yes. This is not a phase, ne? Mm-hmm. So handshakes. Do you like, do you handshake? I think it's a done thing. You meet someone for the first time, you shake their hand. It's a universally accepted way of greeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shake someone's hand.
Yeah.
It can get awkward, though. Apparently, if a handshake is longer than a certain time, I'm asking you this morning, what do you think that time is? If it's longer than that time, it might cause anxiety.
This is true.
Discomfort, even embarrassment, even, because it's just awkward. You know, someone lingers.
And they hold for two, and then they're doing the shake.
While talking to you, I'm like, Nia.
And you're like trying to pull your arm away.
Trying to pull out, and then they just want to hold on. And then it starts getting sweaty as well, which is great.
Because you're getting anxious. Yeah. They, you know, like, I don't know what they are. President Trump, apparently. Donald Trump.
Yes.
He is, he's quite famous for his long handshakes. His handshakes sometimes last up to 13 seconds. 13 seconds is a long time for a handshake.
But that's like a power thing, though, isn't it?
It is a power. Apparently, for the politicians, it's a power thing. My worst is, though, when you go in for the straight, simple, straightforward handshake, the traditional one.
And then?
And someone wants to end a bit of a thumb and a hey-haw.
And a yes.
And you stuff it up.
And a flip and a punch in it, yeah.
And you left it, and they start doing the actions in the air. What do you do in that situation, Liesl? What's the right thing to do?
You walk away.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Never, kids, if you're listening, never redo a handshake ever in your life. That's one of the first things you must learn, is never redo a handshake. If you stuffed it up, you move away, you make as if it never happened.
Done.
Quick question. What is the accepted time for a handshake, do you think? They've now narrowed it down to a specific time. Annika? Hello.
Hello.
Jy reken jy is gesout. Jy ken van 'n handdruk.
Ja, nee, ek is nogal 'n handdruk moet ordentlik wees.
She's a handshake specialist.
Dis net jy moet jou ingaan met mening vasdruk, een keer op, een keer af, en jy's klaar.
Oh, hang on, jy sien. Ek is saam met jou. Want die navorsing wat hulle nou gedoen het, they've now concluded that a handshake should be 3 seconds or less.
One, two, three shakes.
Now, we tried it now in the studio. It feels awkward. It still feels too long. I like yours. Down, up, let
finish.
Go.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then it's like a oom wat a booster handshake. I mean, with a booster handshake.
A
booster handshake.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
As hy jy dink jy gaan nog in, dan wil jy so diep ingaan en die hele hand vat, dan gryp jy die vingers vas.
Oh,
en
wow.
Dan, ja, dan is het so, ons skit mekaar sy hand met die vingertjie. Dit is die werk net vir my.
Alright, it's a whole lot there.
I don't even want to repeat what she said. I'm scared.
Annika Van Springs, thank you for the handbook, according to Annika,
on handshakes.
Stay away from the push handshake.
All
right, then.
Got something you want to say? Well, we want to hear it. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Join the conversation at Jack of Breakfast.